Start at top of 92.
Yeah.
92. Yes, okay.
Top of 92.
Thank you. It's to continue our patience, practice of patience. It's a kind of a wisdom that see deeper way to transform our mind. Usually if we put our kind of normal culture and behavior, then what we do is you can maintain some kind of peacefulness for one's mind, but won't transform, uplift your mind to the level of equanimity. Means there's a still chance any peers in negative then may affect very deeply by people. If you live in a very civilized, nice and a community or a society, like Japan, I heard it's police or not that busy, and then maybe somehow help, but human mind is still suffering. Many people in Japan have a difficult to sleep, and also a lot of, inner pressure. In Japan society, there is a inner pressure. I haven't lived in Japan. I haven't have any experience of living in real Japan, but according some friends, Japanese friends also, they said, although they take very good appearance of organized and good manner, and respected very much, politeness, very famous Japanese polite kind of bowing and respect elders and also seniors, officers. This tradition, it make social order quite good, but in the mental, if they cannot go beyond, then there's still suffering. And our normal behavior, like if I can say it's a human or animal kind of type of behavior, it's a simple reaction towards emergency, dangerous situation. If we have a less kind of a survival or resources, then they take a kind of a fight for the resources, sometimes resource. And also, if there's a competition made, culture competition of who is successful, who gets a big portion or fame, then automatically people have the competent nature and competent nature. And then even they thought making tricks and or kind of temporary lies and could be any means for to success. Like kind of so what this teach us is more about any uncomfortable feelings, including created by your friends or enemy, that is normally people kind of thinking about how to use your speech, mental and body to kind of subjugate other people or other kind of opponents or any like necessary tricks, or even in ancient times even they poison each other using the, maybe still there is a politician and he said, you hug people by smell, but they're behind there is a knife or something. So, yeah. And those are kind of normal people have a capacity to do. But in Bodhisattva, they have a very complete kind of a deep insight how enlightened beings, enlightened society, or big transformation from animal to human beings to kind of a goddess, or we can say, how to say, saint, or higher kind of beings, or awakened beings. Bodhisattva means also awakened mind, enlightened mind. And you, from, for example, hell realm, ghost realm, animal realm, and the human realm, demigod realm, god's realm. And then these are kind of three negative or more suffering nature of existence, and more mixed with some kind of in the middle, mixed with happiness and suffering. And on the top two, especially in heaven realm, there's many 17, I think, major different kind of big realms. In that subtle is lot of different subtle in scriptures written very detailed how is different between how the enjoyment difference, clarity of mind, mental difference, discipline, capacity and knowledge about or knowing quality is quite different than normal beings, and how can they attain their mind and be, and the existence of a physical and a body difference, how much kind of a gross or level of body they have. So but our approach, a way of to practice is go even beyond, say go beyond of six realm of existence, and then the ultimate goal is even inconceivable and also immeasurable. Called it's possible by cognition, its nature of a cognition. There is a fundamental kind of awareness and power that can achieve, but associated with the organs and the physical kind of a limitation, they can not function fully. After release, or you can transform the physical body and the consciousness, become obvious. The gross level of a physical disturbance is kind of tamed. Then the nature of a ground or subtle consciousness will become more obvious and trainable. And then there is a great achievement. So for all that, normally our behavior have to change to the enlightened path, enlightened nature. So we see, it's although difficult actually for most kind of ordinary beings like us, it's not easy to, if there is a challenge or direct kind of make you shame or put you down, or given kind of physically target or sort of bully, or what's it called, makes you kind of uncomfortable, you have the kind of a way fat back or something, the feeling of hatred immediately raise. That time, if you ask somebody, say, I will tell you the Bodhisattva way, you may punch in my face, say, get away from my face. You shouldn't. These kind of a theory, they want to listen. But if you think very clearly, after many sufferings, many kind of a struggle, even path of death and kind of situation, then you may have another level of reflection, thinking what is the purpose and what is the gain if you win, or what is the lose if you kind of lost, and then it may be that small win is not a real win, but it's also lose both, and you may think about how go beyond that circle and the limitations, So if there is a capable to train mind or transform mind, go beyond. Otherwise, doesn't matter who went or those, but these are, how to say, like a childish fight. And also, if you win, you won't maybe not necessarily very happy for long. And also, we can say we are not able to help in others, but to continue harming nature is there. So our purpose, if you say the human existence, everybody pursuing different things, but if there is a purpose, if you want to success, after many sick people success, and the few are still very boring and a few kind of a ego is ego, the ego strong ego is egoism, or what is ego? Egomanium. Egomanium cannot bring real happiness. And also, I heard many kind of successful business people. They were kind of doing this rich, fancy place to live, and also big car, even kind of a few hundred, even over a million kind of dollars, one car. They have a different gold car, VIP, different things, party, and then they think this can make a lot of meaningful with the high class people, VIP people, rich people like that. But end up, the most people very disappointed by pursuing that approach to happiness. And then they think if they can, in all time, there is a kind of competition towards how to wear in jewelries and gold things, that there is a kind of dream about this, how you, material things you're gathering and your wealth become wealthy. And then while you're pursuing, you don't think after you really succeed, you will disappoint after a while. It's kind of all sensory stimulation is like that. You're going to be kind of exhausted over kind of that, then not much ultimate meanings. Here we are kind of go deep into ourself, not external rich, but internal rich, richness. And then automatically our mind and the emotions, and that's called two obscurations in Dharma. One is the emotional afflictions and cognitive afflictions, distortions, I think. And if you really wanted to achieve wisdom and happiness, this two wrong view, what's it called, the wrong view or cognitive distortion, is talking about if you don't really understand what mind, subject and object works, dualistic or things, how it appears. If you think what you see, perceive object things is as a real, then we have the base and the strong kind of a me and they, the dualistic mind. And then that's why most people already in this level cannot go beyond. And also subject, object, and the activity of the subject and object, the nature of that, it's very, very crucial and very important to know the nature of mind, the nature of the physical world, and what is the activity of this between two. If you think this is a kind of a major background of our activities. And if with this obscuration cognitive obscurations, or we can say we have limited kind of a, of course there is a valid cognition, although in a relative world, we cannot see its nature. The problem is not the surface of appearance, but its nature. So if you know nature of mind, then it's called wisdom. And without knowing the nature, then it's like a dream, while you're dreaming, still caught in suffering and limitations. And after we have awake, we think our dream is illusion. Then immediately you have something relief from dreaming, kind of have a nightmare, for example. Similarly, we have this life, although we have a difficult to accept this is a kind of, they have a same nature. Dream and life is same nature. But for us, normally we think dream is kind of an illusion, but this life is real. So, the practice of a Dharma can, through different methods to kind of lead and prove that this life itself also is kind of an illusion, is illusory. Although they have more order, so this is called relative truth. Relative truth. There is some kind of truth. There is a functioning, and you can calculate, measure, take measurement. But if you go deeper, then you also find same illusion. And then if you only think this is a dream-like world, and then but there is a kind of dream nature. There is a very detailed practice and process to engage enlightenment. First, you go first step and second step, and then you go more deeper and a fundamental kind of approach to reach enlightenment, or nature of things and nature of enlightenment and the phenomena. As long as we do have the afflictions, distortion of the dualistic mind, then we often are always caught into different emotional obscurations. So for normal people, there is a way to transform our mind. One is go through from top to bottom, or bottom to top, two ways. From bottom to top is the first, train the emotional obscuration, through compassion, through other kind of samatha meditation and the other thing, combined with the six paramita or four immeasurement training of mind, and to reduce the rough emotions. And then you become very peaceful, then easy to kind of seeing that's how cognitive obscurations occurs. The cognitive obscurations have two type of obscurations. One is as long as we're born as some kind of physical existence, there is by nature have the concept of me and mine with the related kind of capacity of the physical body, physical body. And then second is the after kind of learned from different philosophy, tradition, and different value teaching, and including religion and secular education, you have some kind of understand who we are and who I am, and how you identify yourself, and give yourself some identity, that kind of second identity from the after you're born. And the natural born is more from the one important element is your own physical body. How you born as a pig or bee or something, it's a completely different grasping. of me and mine kind of limitations, and then they very much bound by physical body and the karma itself, means the habituation from past and present. And the emotional obscurations also, you can, let's say, divide to generally in Buddhist term, there are many ways to divide to 80, 20, and 5, or 3 different ways to major 5, sub-major 20, or the more subtle 80 or more, their way to 2,100, 84,000, different way to categorize the major kind of afflicted emotions. But mainly, we can transform them. Of course, it's through knowledge and study, and then associate with the virtue, and then can transform. There is a hatred, then practice of compassion. If there is a jealous, and the practice of a rejoice, and there are many ways to kind of train, and one by one, step by step. And then if there is a proud, and practice of humbleness, and over desire or strong attachment, then train renunciation, and some kind of antidotes, trainings. And this is a bottom-up kind of a level. So for this book, it's like that. His order is from the gradual kind of compassion and aware bodhisattva relative teaching about bodhicitta, mind, enlightened mind. Enlightenment. And then the chapter 9th is wisdom. Is the transforming of cognitive distortions. So, and then some teachings in the beginning, they will teach wisdom part in the first, and then you kind of have the fundamental shirk. Then you continue to study of virtues, and then think about what is reality in relative world, and what is best way to kind of be and harmonious, and also with your for you and for others, what is the best kind of approach. It's like that. So here our today's main course is the keep practicing patience. We can see patience. It's a in Buddha, he himself in the teaching said, in this world is kind of a student, means some kind of a debating, argument, and disagreement, and also talk different something, these some kind of a misunderstanding, this kind of world. He said, this is like that. In our world is more, how to say, there is agreement and also disagreement, often conflicted kind of a world. So in this time, very important to know this actually not a very bad thing, seemingly bad, but it's actually very good for one practitioners who want to improve themselves. They said also, even some bodhisattvas lived in very elegant or very civilized society, and there's no conflict, nothing. They're highly kind of enlightened beings, but they also somehow admired us, said, oh, for them, there's no much improvement kind of a training kind of environment, test environment, but you can see this world, there is a more chance people can grow after kind of a, some kind of a movement or unstableness. Some people get suffered by that, but if you have the encouragement and the good intention, then you will be kind of mature very quickly in this world. He said, in some form of life, very too short, that no, they don't have much time or capability to study and contemplation, and meditation, these. For some existence of being, it's kind of a, maybe a million, billion, no, million, few thousand or few hundred million, kind of a long or even more kind of longevity, then they don't have the encouragement or patience or the urgent feeling have to study. And then only human is about under 100 years. They're long enough to do something, but short, they won't, and they can see this quick end of life. So they have a good opportunity to urgently train their own mind and then want to do something and want to avoid suffering, want to achieve higher kind of state of achievement. And then we can continue here. If something does not come to be when something else is absent, and does rise, that factor being present, that factor is indeed its cause. How can it then be said to hinder it? Let me see. And the beggars who arrive at proper times are not an obstacle to generosity. We cannot say that those who give the vowels are hindrance to ordination. So it's people who say this also already said, if you in an anger and somehow you feeling uncomfortable, whether it's you want to compete or you feeling kind of mistreated, or you kind of lose something, or you're humiliated, anyway, kind of all kind of a reason. At that time, if you recognize, it said, you conquer your mind, you can conquer completely kind of enemy. It said, if you conquer external physical beings, 1,000 times there are millions or even more kind of enemy will appear. If you conquer one, there will be, your nature will be absorbed in those kind of other beings. Well, you are going to have a conflict and difficult by kind of way of nature of thinking and reaction. So also make other people uncomfortable, anger, and also they are suspicious or something. So it's it's better kind of, if you conquer 1,000 enemy, rather kind of conquer your own mind. If you want to satisfy your own desire, 1,000 kind of way of desire, it's better to have one kind of a renunciated mind or kind of a 执着的心, contemplation. Yeah, I think it's some kind of a satisfaction or what is a contemplation?
Thinking.
Well, you're focused on contemplating something.
That's containment. Containment.
Containment.
Containment means kind of a satisfied.
Well, you can close everything else out. You contain
containment. Yes.
You know.
Yes.
I think that's.
Mm. Yes. And then here it is saying, so if you often think doing right things and fair kind of doing fair things, and then often ask yourself, are you kind of, you can come out of yourself and then to see what are you doing and what are you thinking and how you judge things and how you kind of do things. These are very important for practice. Otherwise, if you wear your own skin and then you have the natural potential to kind of fake things, protect yourself, and also you can kind of twist things, logic even. So it's good to come out of your body and then to make your think, do fair things and even kindness kind of things. And if what is there is a promise or you already said, even that promise is not very fair, then you can change. But if that is a good and for others, and even it's justified kind of thinking, it's things you can do. If you mistreat it or you do the wrong thing, you're capable to reorganize your mind and to judge. And then if you did something wrong, you can recognize that is wrong and then to starting to go right approach. And if there's a kind of a benefit from others or something, you often not, you always not forget, but kind of how to, what do you say, 回向怎么说? Yeah, dedicate to others. And if you heard something unpleasant, normally people want to hear it and all is pleasant. You are beautiful, you are young, or you can, you are capable, you can this and that. But once someone said you are not good person or you are something, maybe it's wrong, their judgment. Also they have an anger or something. But also maybe something is the misunderstanding, something is true or something. So we should objectively listen and try to not to engage emotions. And also some people say, you hurt my feeling and you hurt my, what's it called, personality or 性, 人格, 怎么说呢? Maybe it's a dignity or something.
What's
that? Human dignity. Dignity. It's one side dignity important, but the other side dignity also not important. Compared to how you think and how you see it. Generally, of course, we will all say dignity very important, but with the truth, it's more truth more important. And then the culture, what culture you want to create, it's also important. Right communication and I think it's how you, with the art of the way of say and communication, express and perceive information and how you kind of spread information. It's a very much way of how you create the environment of a human kind of friendship and many things. How you joke and how you look even. These. So in some proper teachings, they often teach a lot of the way to say, in a kind of unknowing people, group of people, and for kind of higher position, and what is normal people, how you kind of adjust your motivation, and also say things, words can hurt people, can kind of encourage people, can make friends, can make enemy. Words in the right time and the way of saying, and make some people sound pleasant, and like drinking honey. For some people, this way of saying is wrong. You can create a lot of chaos or unnecessary kind of aggression and many things. Even one word can people can fight. Even single words people can divorce. So there's a many way how you kind of attain one's mind, and then what come out of mind is have to be kind of filter, or even some people say I'm straightforward. So straightforward, it's generally nice, but you still have to not want to create unnecessary kind of disturbance. And you have your own view and your own ground, but less, you should less disturb others' mind and kind of peace. So for that, he said, it's best if there is some people you want to practice of especially, you can do it this way, but other people, if not, they don't have this similar culture or way of saying, they were, of course, they are sensible people, but still, there's a many different way of misunderstanding. If you feel they were judging or they were kind of doing wrong things, but you still keep practicing of the compassion and tolerance, understanding, and then this is create your own, you cultivate your own virtue and kind of merit. So for this, said, if there's no enemy or so-called kind of components or something dislike you or disturb you, then you don't have the ability to grow. When people mind ready for that kind of you better have a boxing, you better have a skill to protect yourself. But after you have this, then you can test somebody. You meet you and you say, oh, that's good. I can no more kind of quickly knockout or something bad, kind of same things happen. You still have the fully kind of a heart and to people. And then it's like that. So if people want to do generosity, then must be there is a kind of a beggar or beggar. If you, like as we said before, bodhisattvas who wanted to practice of compassion and want to practice generosity, but there is no people need your kind of generosity and the patience. But here, they said there is an opportunity. And we should appreciate, see them as a part of the journey of the enlightenment, and not seeing them as a kind of a bad person or that's it, like that. And who wanted to make ordination, then the teacher who gave this vow, you should be usually a kind of monk ordination. There's generally two type of monks. One is teach people knowledge and sutra or shastra, kind of words of Buddha and commentaries, those teachings, and mostly it's a different explanation. Another is ritual master, including the giving
ritual.
Yes.
Ritual.
Ritual means also you can create like this. These have a sadhana, mm-hmm. and with the ritual. Ritual kind of we can do mandala, or we have many different two kind of dharma objects, mm-hmm. and that means something. And each time there is a special way to improve one's quality practice. It's like a military practice, as you have experienced different way hiding and then also avoiding kind of it's transforming one's own mind, kind of negative emotions and distortions. Each time you fully recollect your own ground of understanding Dharma, and then you not forget the fundamental nature of enlightened nature. And although there is a many easily falling to confuse and commercial and many things, but once while you kind of by practice ritual, you kind of lift up or push your own, not push, but how to say, you have a glimpse of the nature of the mind and your own capable to grow and master your mind again.
Patterns in this world are numerous. The ceilings are comparatively few. For if I do not harm to others, others do not injure to me. Continue.
So it's said even on our world, there are many people who, poor people or beggars, you easily to meet. But if you want to practice of patience, then it's not many. So as long as you don't harm others or others or do not harm yourself. So, of course, as a bodhisattva, you won't create intentionally harming others to create enemy and then practice. It's nonsense. But generally, if you don't harm others, others will rarely harm you. So if there is a kind of misunderstanding, or I think this more happened in family level more. Generally, people already have the label to each other, and then as long as they have some people have less capable to appreciate the thinking, the way of thinking is not from the think. Our kind of relationship is quite unique, and we will kind of protect and nurturing. Embrace or make this transform into happiness, the relationship. That kind of tendencies came from many karma, understanding of karma and law of causality. For example, in Asia, I think some in traditional kind of family members, they have a very, very relative kind of, you can say, deep connection or attachment. Why they think we have this unique relationship as a parent or son or mother, then how we kind of, we understand the old relationship was temporary and we were, the gathering always apart, and said, living beings always facing death or after born, and there is a kind of sunrise, there is a sundown, similarly everything impermanence, but in during the living kind of each other gathering, then less conflict, less pain, it's very much important. So I remember my mother used to also say in my family, how many years you were going to live together, we were we don't remember, don't forget to appreciate or to kind of see that importance, we can kind of live together. So she also said, right, after kind of, I understand, but after I came to America and my father passed away, and then I have a more deeper understanding of her, what she is saying. And her mother, each one, I think, have the father-mother relationship, kids, and then you can see their kindness, and then I think most parents on the life not easy, even especially our kind of in society in Tibet. We have our family have 7 and 5 kids, and I'm in the middle, and then father and mother work very, very hard to kind of raise. Even you, it doesn't matter, you're rich or poor or in the middle. I think we are in the middle, but everybody have to work hard to do something. If you have a lot of possessions, you have more work sometimes. So in this same, through the understand there is a consequence of local relation deep in the past, so we can born in this life as a kind of a family, friends, and a close one. So we have a, some people say, oh, I have a child friends, it's quite a close child when we are a child in together in one community. Similarly, if this parent have a, even maybe life before or before, some kind of associated with a very longer connection. Although some people say family remember, relatives born one family today, that this life, that doesn't mean everything is good because of good reason we born together. Used to maybe it's a kind of cause bad things, and then they also next life born as a one family. But you can see, if they are very harmonious, then it's a past life should be good. So this life continues in this good kind of harmonious way. If this life still there is a kind of restless, kind of unhappiness and always chaos, then also people think, if I do this in this life, and the future life, so we will going to, it doesn't matter we will meet or not, but we may meet anyone, may also cause kind of a trouble for next life. So it's like a river running. Doesn't matter the pollution upper side, how much you have in the past time, but you are here. Then from here to downward, you should clean. You feel kind of purifying that water, and then after this, you will, the stream will be clean. And then people want to do this for their own and others. Not want in this particular point, you want to pollute more, then the more dirt kind of pollution come. And next life, you will be in that river, in that fish in the river. Similarly, you want to purify the environment as much as you can. So this understanding, I think, somehow deeply affect to people the way of behave, and then to see the fundamental kind of way of living, way of thinking, and the way of be. If some people, I think, in nowadays new time, even in Asia, many people don't have this concept. We're thinking we are like apples growing from tree, and what is the problem or something like that. So then it's even parents, they want to think, of course, their relationship definitely unique, but it's not like wanting to completely, how to say, no 无条件, Yeah, yeah. Feel no condition. To unconditional love is not there. Even parents, you will see, oh, he said this hurt to me, and then I have an uneasy time, something like that. You will take personally, and also not very comfortable and totally kind of relax yourself. But there is a kind of a fear, and then even parents have a this inner distance. So then it's a different level of kind of way of communication. I think fundamentally the value and how you see things make you very different. And then for other kind of people who live, then they completely, you can say, open to parents, or even you can say surrender to parents, because they see parents are a very important kind of role in their life. They don't have the you don't have the same equal you don't have the same weight to argue or to disagree. I mean, you can disagree, but it's a kind of you are the responsible for harmonious. That is way. Mm-hmm. Parents who not necessarily need it. Parents also have the sensibility and see what is going on. Of course, they won't become quite wild or something.
Qualification,
yes. You don't have the same qualification to say kind of parents, and then you negotiate with the parents. That kind of a way, it's more or less. We can negotiate, we can communicate, but they, as long as they have a, what is it, the under, you may have to get it, under. Maybe we will have a lacking of the English words. Yes, we're saying their parents' kindness and their unconditioned. They did a lot of things for you. Although we were not saying this is business type of, we want to pay back, but it's the order. And they are older, and they are your parents. They, your physical body, and even the appearance of face is like them. And they really spend their all energy and time and resources to nurture you, give you education and all kind of needs. It's not just a social responsibility or kind of an animal kind of way to do it, but with kindness, with thoughts, with difficult, with many kind of kindness and struggle. So they have this deep appreciation of how parents kind of sacrifice their whole life, maybe in the best time of them. Mm. Even your kind of, how do you say, they feed you with their body and give you warmth from your breast. So, as we said, you don't have an equal, centaur, equal weight or equal, what we said, equal, just, content needs, how do we?
Equal.
Content, so the needs, or the qualification, compete with parents and then, shut down with door with parents or something. This it's not proper way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this teaching not difficult. You have to be changing of many immoral scientific saying. Many scientific, although maybe it's a kind of a way of saying, but it's a you can communicate with the people with human mind, human heart, or you without human heart, you are like a robot, and then you can teach people different things. Even like love, affections, for scientists, some people say, oh, no worry, this is just hormones, it's like energy flowing in your body, it's nothing more than that. Then it's a different opinion. People will think of them as a machine, and then to experience, although maybe sometimes it's good for, generally if you have the, if some people are drawn to the love or the affection, maybe it's that kind of idea also balance themselves. But for people very cold, then in plus that kind of idea, it's very difficult. Then maybe this book are very important to keep that balance.
Yeah.
Okay, Misha, it's okay.
Is this the sun?
It's okay, I'm okay. If you,
this window?
Right, I'm okay, yeah. Next verses is you. Right?
I think it's okay. 107.
Yes, please.
So like a treasure found at home that I have gained without fatigue, my enemies are helpers in my bodhisattva work, and therefore they should be a joy to me.
Mm-hmm. So as I said before, the enemy, or we can call so-called enemy, actually it's the treasure or the best way appearance that make us become mature, grow, and or negative behavior like sickness removed by medicine. They are medicine to cure our kind of a shortage of goodness, and then transform our negative behavior and afflictions. If capable to train, see them. So many medicine, it's like actually you can say good medicine made by poison, seemingly poisoned, but it turned to a good cure disease. Like medicine, some tea, clinic or not clinic, hospitals, they use the snake poison.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, very expensive. And many trees and flowers, roots also poisoned, then they can use for good purpose. Mm-hmm. Similarly, to the appearance like a negative, but if you able to use or transform your mind by helper of help by them, become very treasure, precious. And then, please.
Since I have grown in patience, thanks to them its first fruits I should give, for of my patience they have been the cause.
Yes, it's, I feel to remember one movie called the Pi or something, Pi, Indian kind of a movie, Indian movie. One family moved their zoo business into Canada from Calcutta or Bombay, I don't remember. And while they were ship, it was coming to Canada, and they have seen two storm in on the sea journey, and then the big ship were falling into drowned into deep sea. And then sink into deep sea, and then small boat, and their one family member survived with other some animal like a zebra, and one tiger, and something. And then the tiger ate other kind of few other different animals. I think like monkey or not monkey, but human-like monkeys, and one hyena. One hyena also survived. And then we one by one they were eating each other, and then he is very afraid and then hiding somewhere, and they sometimes cannot go back to the boat, but there's a long stick from boat. He creates some small, not easily reached by other animal. So he survived. And then he end up, his story is saying, without, these are dangerous kind of animal with us. I wanted to avoid them, but I couldn't. They also swim and don't want to jump to the small boat. And then you think back, if without the animal and the fighting something, they cannot survive, himself also cannot survive. Of course, these are a little bit different, but end up, you can see animal helped him survive. Mm-hmm. And here was saying, our good quality of bodhisattva, also achieved by so-called enemy. So, so we should offer the first fruits of the result of achievement, give and offer to your enemy. That means if you dedicate or you think who is a kindness, maybe it's your of course relative close one, and also some kind of people who you don't like, but end up you think you have a deep relationship, and then because of this character existence, you have a more successful, or you have a both kind of a growth. It's like a school in a competition. Sometimes they dislike each other, school in a classmate, but after they graduate, they miss the classmate, thinking, oh, only them, their existence helped them to grow. And quite the same. And if I say my fall is false, should not be honored, since they did not mean to stimulate my patience, where do I revere the secret dharma, cause deeds of my attainment? So this is a saying, enemy, if you think he is not thinking about how to help you and to kind of have the patient's quality of enrich your kind of capacity, your practice of patience, then so you don't want to offer or dedicate anything to them. And then he said, we should, although Dharma itself, the truth or the righteousness, proper way of doing, they also know conscious to choose who I should let this person practice Dharma, or let this person. They don't have the intention, but we appreciate the kind of existence of the Dharma and the path. So similarly, even although this person may not have the motivation to you attain a higher kind of state of realization, but actually he's functioning that way. So you should appreciate Dharma and friends who also helped your growth. I think this also somehow, maybe it's like your hometown. Some young age, they, in some certain time, they don't like their hometown. I think this is a, I want to go bigger place or something. Some people, even maybe in America, they don't like America. Thinking, or other people, other country, France, or country, the European, or other country is better. But after maybe some age, you still very much remember and appreciate your hometown and the many growing environment. So similarly, there's a this kind of understanding.
These enemies conspired to harm me. I protest, and therefore should receive more honors. But had they worked to help me like a doctor, how could I have brought forth the patients?
Thank you. So if you, this is a, then you think this person or enemy, it's harming me actually. So that's why I don't really have any respect. And then the same, so it's, if your enemy, the character, it's like a doctor, who kind of helped me to reduce my illness or something, then as we said before, he's a functioning doctor. Doctor is intentionally saying, I'm going to help you. Enemies, of course, they don't have this. Maybe they have the opposite of the thinking, but they end up, they have the same kind of, both help you. And if all people like doctor only very kindness to have a kindness to patients, then whom you going to practice patience? You're saying, as we said before, patience is practiced while some kind of disturbance appears. So it's saying, even though other people's mind will have this harming kind of thinking, but we should see that the result, not only thinking about what's mind who we wanted to help or doesn't want, but you can see the result, it would be great help. Please, yes, continue. You?
Okay, it's 111, right?
Yes, please.
Thanks to those whose minds are full of malice, I engender patience in myself. They therefore are the causes of my patience, fit for veneration, like the Dharma.
Mm-hmm. So we should see uncomfortable or kind of disturbed people or his enemy, or so many ways to create enemy, and then these, as I think about the path, the precious Dharma itself, then make one's mind train, and then our kind of six paramitas. One is called the patience, and one is the generosity, one is self-discipline, and one is patience, one is diligence, one is meditation, one is wisdom. So one of the patience associated with the self-discipline, with the generosity, with the diligence, with meditation, with wisdom. Because one, some people say something bad or something, you keep not harming, it's kind of some great gift, not kind of fighting back. And also self-discipline not necessarily there, the kind of self-discipline power and compassion to others. And then diligence also saying, if some people it's like, if this person harming you one time, I will kind of forgive. Second time, I'll think about it. Third time, I will continue fight back. But we should continue to think. You can talk or you can freely something, but without any hatred and even with compassion. And this is a kind of diligence. And then it's like any hatred or comfortable, you should practice of meditation to kind of subdue rough emotions and tame their mind. And then even overnight sleep, as we said, we have a slogan now, we're saying, the anger or temperament or something, the uncomfortable feeling, I will kind of take that kind of a feeling tomorrow. And then the happiness or something, rejoice, I will take from tomorrow to today. I will leave the bad thing to next day to feel. And then something good I will take first to transform it, kind of change. So it's requiring wisdom also too. Many people regret after kind of having the feeling of uncomfortable, they easily to say something, to drink alcohol or to have a fight or something. And then after the mind also kind of bleeding, even sometimes the physical body also bleeding or something in a hospital or a uncomfortable state, even overdosed drink or something. And then if you have a wisdom to see what is the consequence, what is unnecessary suffering, you should avoid. And then although you are not sure or something, you should make a clear decision and understand where is a dangerous area I want to go. Where a dangerous activity even may not happen, may happen, but I will avoid most if I can. It's like that. So that's why you say anani is the cause of the practice of patience. So we veneration, fit veneration like the Dharma. Okay, then we can continue a few stanza. This is how to generally respect people, sentient beings, respect other beings. And then sometimes the you are in a kind of yourself, but you can imagination, you take a mind image to kind of practice of respect. And then in real situation, you have the mind imprint, memory or behavior to kind of respect people. This is, I think, I don't know, other religion may have a similar kind of practice, but I didn't have a chance to study. But in the Buddhist, many kind of imaginations, mental scene. As they said, mental scene and the real scene, there's a similar kind of elements. Although it's a little bit different. You think some people are yelling to you, but real people yelling to you, it's quite a different kind of realness. But it helps also way of the opposite, the other way around. If you practice kindness and respect, how much you can do, it's really depends on maybe one, even if some people are good practitioner, relatively good practitioner, but depends on what date and how situation and what he made his mind or not, like many factors. Maybe one day he will show very good patience. Doesn't matter anyone who kind of bother or something is good. But in different weather condition or internal kind of a disturbance, they may have a little bit of anger or showing something, which is my teacher, one of the teacher, he said, he traveling around by foot in many places. And sometimes he met some young people to rob her, kind of monks, in especially in Xinyin area. And he said, it's important to, in the morning, you make decision and put some money that he had, maybe that's some limited money, even not rich, to put in different area, sometimes in shoes, sometimes in this pocket, and here, or something, somewhere else, in his backpack. And then he said, sometimes people will come two or three, and then one side, each side hand, is one people grabbing him, and a third person searching him. Because he sleeping on a roadside or something, he's in a cave or something. And then he said, if you make decision, say, oh, maybe I will meet robbery, I will give whatever I have. Then it's much easier. He's already made the decision, so people, he kind of already in his, his mind is already prepared for these events. So he predicted the situation may happen, potential happened. And then sometimes if suddenly happens, he will say, is also a very strong person. So he say, automatically you want to push them back or something, it maybe happens also. He said, sometimes he wanted them to find some part of money. He said, maybe these people also may be in an urgent situation, so maybe they also need a little bit of money, but I also need my own money. So I took some different areas, so they couldn't reach everybody, every part. And then if you don't want them back, you have to kind of, after they leave, you also try to kind of stop them and say, oh, don't run. I will kind of call people some to help me to catch you or something. Then they won't come back. Although, if you don't kind of try to say, oh, you are something, but they may come back again. And anyway, it's a... Yeah, interesting. And maybe you read a piece.
And so the mighty sage has spoken of the field of beings, as well as the field of conquerors. Many who brought happiness to beings have passed beyond attaining to perfection.
So this said Buddha himself, mighty sage, has spoken. He said, so this having passed beyond attained perfect, so this is saying happiness to beings, it's a Buddha and the relationship was normal beings, like all beings, you know, on the earth or other cannot directly see or contact by us. Sometimes indirectly can, kind of feel or some their existence. Some have a special trained or state of the being mind can see them. Generally in Buddhist teaching often say beings and the Buddha are same kind of a nature, same basicness. Beings have the potential to become enlightened like Buddha. the normal beings, even the beings in the hell or ghost realm or beings like pig or bees, if they release from their body, they have the very pure awareness, which is kind of capable in some certain kind of detoxification or delusion. Illusion is not there. Then they can fully become Buddha in there's a potential. And then it's saying Buddha are enlightened beings, beings are unenlightened Buddha. There is a sameness, although there is a difference from the cause and the result. Buddha in the resultant of enlightenment. Sentient beings are in the causal level, not reach yet, but he will kind of able to reach that. In other teachings, like garland flower and the keen aspiration of prayer, these said sentient being is like if for example, if one tree. On the desert area, you want this tree grow, then this much rely on how much this tree become fruition and the flower comes depends on the roots. The beings, normal polluted kind of beings, are their roots. It's their kind of a nature condition changes, then themselves become flower and fruit. Like Buddha and the Bodhisattvas is like a flower, fruits and flower, which much relay that, really related to their ground. If ground become moisture and become nutrition is come, then this also become a beautiful blossom. Similarly, you know, what is need for the watering and the caring, nurturing is the compassion and the wisdom, which is wisdom aspect and compassion past. First is compassion and then bodhicitta. And from relative bodhicitta to ultimate bodhicitta means if you cannot do much deeper kind of extraordinary things, but you can practice compassion, at least try to practice of compassion. Then after these roots of beings matured, then growing of bodhicitta and the flower of the wisdom mature, and eventually beings, normal beings, become bodhisattva and Buddha. And then our practice should be focusing on the protect and then taking care of the roots, then they automatically the flower and will be guaranteed. It's like that. So sentient beings, it's not like looking down sentient being Buddha in the heaven or height, and with sentient beings that are not like that. It's in bodhicitta, we have as like a father, mother, you have to both appreciate their kind of kindness. You cannot say without father, you can, you know, there is a family taken care of by both. So similarly, if you say Buddha and Bodhisattva, the enlightened being, very important for you. Similarly, the earth, the sentient beings, also very important for us. So sentient beings are the second, only they have a, you can say, for once being practiced successfully Dharma, they have enlightened beings and unenlightened beings have an equal importance. Because if you practice six paramita, four immeasurable kind of mind, these related to rely on the unenlightened beings. So, as we said, even enemy is very helpful for enrich yourself. Going. And so it's there is a without normal sentient being, there is no enlightened being. Without sentient being, you cannot practice the bodhicitta and the relative bodhicitta, even compassion. So the enlightened beings, the result of Buddha or enlightened beings who wish you to taking care of the sentient beings, respect them as a respect to enlightened beings. And in that way, I think these are very important teachings. Generally, especially in society, which you have a very, what's that called, hierarchy, and also even in a democracy or feudal system or other kind of social structures, they often have a higher, lower. In India, for example, there are many levels. In our normal society, we have the important and even animal we can categorize. Dog and cats are the first, how to say, VIP kind of enemy, animal. Yeah, horse, maybe some like a chicken, and also other kind of animal also think, oh, slaughter them, not much feeling. So from authentic, pure kind of concept of how you respect life itself, think, and also nature of the mind, you will say, it's just our behavior. It's not saying they are not important. It's a kind of customized kind of society. I think we will stop here today. Yes. Dedication prayers.
Yes.
As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Samudra Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue, following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a stream by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated to practicing the sublime. By this merit, may all beings in mission and enemy round me from stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the traditional merit and wisdom, and attain the superior prayas that arises from this premises. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby every mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from conscious samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. Thank you very much.